Wow, good morning, everybody. I just hit start webinar on the very last one. There were 21 of these lined up at the very beginning. Let me bring up one thing here. Yeah, 21 of those when I first created this webinar series, down the whole thing, and just right now was clicking the very last one. Good morning. What a rocking morning so far, just moving and lifting and writing and creating and envisioning. And I was excited. I hope you guys have had a good morning. I don't know how many of you guys are on the West Coast. I know a handful, probably about 10 who are on the West Coast. So have you gotten up early every day? Kyle, first one to type a comment, West Coaster. Awesome. All right, everybody. Whew. Take a breath. Can you believe what we've done? Been quite a thing. Clean my desk. Sent you a photo. All right. Cool, Danny. Yeah, it's just the beginning. Some arguing going on. All right, you guys. Good. Hey, the worst thing about fighting for your limitations is you'll probably win. Hear that. The worst thing about fighting for your limitations is you'll probably win. Over the past 3 weeks, we've taken on a new habit that can deeply serve us for the rest of our, for in every aspect of our life, for the rest of our life. The topics were fine. They were on point. And the fact is, they were just topics. We could have done them with 21 other activities just as easily. What was happening behind the scenes is we were each increasing our capacity to see something, want it, and take consistent action towards getting it. I saw it in each of us. I never shared, this is funny, I'm going to share this. I never shared what it was exactly that I had sat on for too long. But, you know, it's exactly what we all just experienced. I always wondered if I could show up daily for 3 weeks to create something valuable for a live audience. As a guy who made a good living from basically the same 90 minutes of comedy and juggling material for 34 years, I had a big limiting belief that I couldn't do it, that I couldn't show up every day, create something of value. And I have. I will do the feedback loop with my wife later today. Thank you, Annie. She's attended all 21 days. I love you, which is a miracle. But what's also happened, as I promised you yesterday, is an opportunity has come up that wouldn't have happened without this. More on that in the bonus video that's coming out tomorrow. Sleep in, it won't be live. But just as I promised you yesterday, something appeared in my life about 4 days ago because I was up early doing this stuff every day. All right, so that's the power of what we're doing here. Trust yourself on that. As entrepreneurs, we play the biggest game imaginable. Telling a muggle what we do for a living usually stirs up inside of them a mixture of fear hidden under laughter, jealousy hidden under doubt, and shame that they have let their dreams fall off the truck hidden under the stupid questions they ask. Your commitment to being all in is a tribute to who you are as a person. You have the desire to impact more people than your 9-to-5 peers can understand. And in 21 days, you have shown your true colors. My invitation going forward is that you take the time to memorize your mission. That's I create a world of. Memorize that. Fall in love with your self-critique feedback loop with others too when you can. That what, why. And get your big why. You know what came up at the end of all those so that's we did? Get that big why tattooed onto your arm or just do what I did. Put it up in your office right in front of you. Those are the big, big pieces. But let's do this. Let's review what we've done as we did on day 10 and take kind of a measured, fast action commitment to go forward with all that we've learned and done because, boy, this cannot go back to sleep. All right, let me get the right screen up. There we go. Let me kick that thing into this thing and that thing into this thing and boom. All right, day 10, you guys, we reviewed what we had done the first 9 days and then we also looked at accountability and the feedback loop. The gift of reflection, gratitude, and celebration for what we've both done and that which we have skipped. And we dug into that what, why. And man, I hope you guys are doing that with yourself on a regular basis. It's quick. It's as quick as the completions. Have you noticed the things that have the most impact that I'm showing you are the things that you can do in about a minute? It doesn't take long to change your entire life. Day 11, we looked at the linchpin that connects us to the success that we have. And we asked that question from the one thing. What is the one thing that makes everything else easier or unnecessary? And then I gave you an ask that you would do that in all three of those categories. Health, money, relationships. Did you do that? Take a note as you do this, day 11, the feedback loop and the linchpin. Did you ask yourself what will make everything easier or unnecessary on day 11? Just do a quick note on these because I want to be able to take a look at these with you at the end. Day 12, managing your success. I introduce you to a life first template. I know some members of Showbiz Blueprint have already seen that. I hope you took another hack at it, a deeper hack, because the skill to manage your time determines how many opportunities you are able to maximize versus the number that fall through the cracks. And the ones that fall through the crack are both a blessing and a burden. Isn't everything that we talk about in this? Some of them that fall through the cracks save you years of your life that may or may not have panned out. And the blessing is when you can manage your time so that you can take advantage of the opportunities as they come in, boy, we get to create stuff that we never even imagined. Day 13, we had the lovely and talented Annie Keeling Friedman on relationships. She talked about many conflicts seem to be about the unmet expectations in our significant partnerships and in our business ones. And then that beautiful concept of me first, me, you, and you first. Which of those did you fall in? Did you do the work? Did you get to apply it to both business and personal? That's the gift. Day 14, Pelessi shoes. It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Pelessi shoes. What would you have to do to say, to be, to have, and have to give your ideal clients an experience they joyfully pay more to get? All Pelessi shoes had to do was move their crap from their discount store into a big fancy store. Is it about the positioning? Is it about the wrapper? Boy, we did some really good work taking a look at that on day 14. Parkinson's Law, day 15. How would you dive into this? What you came here to do, the thing you've sat on for too long, how would you dive into this if you knew for sure that there was $1 million waiting for you in 1, 2, 3 weeks, whatever it took you to do it? How would you act? How would you dive into it? The power of asking so that and feeling the impact. That's the big why. That's what we dug into, that big why, and we figured out I'm doing this so that. And we get to this place where it hits the bottom. You know, mine I shared about my family not having to suffer the lack, scarcity that I suffered that delayed my success. That's why I'm doing everything in business. And it's funny, on the same day, Parkinson's Law, you know, this commitment that I made for this 3 weeks, I challenged myself from this guy who only had 90 minutes of material for 34 years. Could I show up every day and do this? And the opportunity came. So in fact, I don't know if it's going to be a million, but it's a pretty damn big thing that's happening because of what I did. Because of this 3 weeks, I knew something would come if I did that. So dig in. Day 16, clarity on who's it for, what's it for. I shared the link of a podcast I hope you've listened to by Seth Godin. Oh my gosh, that one where he talks about schools, you know, what's it for? Beautiful. So that link's on day 16, of course. Who is this going to be a grand slam for, and how many people can I repulse? And I may have grabbed a violent verb there, but I mean, those are the extremes I want to think about on this thing. You know, who's just going to go hell yeah, and who's going to go hell no? That's the great division line. Day 17, we talked about avoiding vapor lock and how we work. And we asked ourselves these three questions. When must we be finished? You know, what's the absolute date? Hey, for this one, without a doubt, the ending date was December 11th, and I knew the starting date was, everything was about 21 in this, so it was November 21st. I had it. I had the milestones of what needed to be done. I had the milestones within the milestones, and those are the questions we asked ourselves. When must it be finished? What are the milestones along the way, and what are the milestones to the milestones? Man, and with that clarity, you guys, it's literally a path to walk. Day 18, staying in the left seat of our project, you know, and that's a little pilot analogy. And we did those great pilot analogies about that whole vision of the pilot going, hey, I got to go serve drinks, and the plane just going to shit. So we don't do that. Staying in the left seat of our projects, if we insist on doing everything ourselves in an attempt to save time and or money, we are costing ourselves much more than we are saving. And while I was reviewing this, I was just curious, did any of you do that? Did you put a dollar value on your time? Did you put a dollar value on your time? Oh, thanks for the hearts. I'm seeing Annie's comments right now. Nice. Love that. Every morning I've been down here, I've got to hear her upstairs getting our son and our exchange student ready for school. It's so funny. And then I run in and catch the last 20 minutes of that. Annie was joking. This is the most regularity we've had in our 31-year relationship is these 3 weeks. So in a way, it's funny. It's been another little gift that came out of this. Did you put a dollar value on your time? Good. All right. Day 19, the avoid at all costs list. Oh my gosh. That story with Warren Buffett and Mike Flint, his pilot. Your heart and your gut, I promise you, know instantly which matter most. You know, and yeah, the brain does come in, but stay down there. I know when I was doing that exercise, you know, over on the whiteboard over there, I felt myself fly up into my head, fly up down into my body, and I just went and stayed down there and circled the ones that made sense, and I've been so proud of those. And the whole idea of a Showbiz Blueprint Live is totally bubbling inside of me right now. I'm about that close to putting it into my life first actions, my templates for those days, and beginning to organize a team that it'll be. So I'm thinking fall of 2019 in Vegas. I'm pretty excited about this. And your brain will definitely try to scramble the puzzle. Don't doubt that. But like I said, fall back down. Day 20, the courage to properly sell our thing. Both those we know about and those that we can't even imagine. Both are so important to stay aware of and open to. And did you connect with one person from each? From your past? Did you connect with a gig you knew about and one of those outlier gigs, one of those ones that you couldn't even imagine? Good. Oh, and then I went back to day 12 for some reason. No, because we're done. That was my template slide. Boom. And day 21, we're not done. We're done with the review. It's real time. It's wonderful. Well, good. Let's dig into the action steps that I want to do today. And we have, we've got a little time and we have a question at the end. Actually, I'm not going to do the question at the end. This one came in so perfectly. I'm just going to do it. So which one of those did you ace? And which of those did you find something better to do that day? Did you show up for every one of them? Because as I told you last time, when we reviewed on day 10, in the ones that we did and in the ones we skipped, there are clues to that combination of the lock that keeps our greatest wins behind bars. The ones that we avoided. Do we avoid them because we've already done them, because we're writing them off, or do we avoid them because they offer us something that's a little bit scary? So you will, you'll have this. Let me tell you that in a second. Yeah, good. Hey, let's hit this question up. This is funny.
Last question, Barry. What do you think is the best tactic we can take to stay consistent moving forward?
Didn't plan it, but there he is, man, in the winning green hat. And I got a bunch of other questions that I'll answer tomorrow. And if you guys want any more answered, there's a bonus video coming tomorrow. But Collins are usually so spot on. Look, the number one thing that I suggest right now is we don't go back to sleep. Don't go back to sleep. You guys know that great Rumi poem? I'll post that on the replay page. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell. Don't go back to sleep. That's a long poem. I won't do it. I do know it, but I won't do it live. Don't go back to sleep. Repeat the 21 days. Take a day off if you want to, or just start tomorrow. Repeat the 21 days. Cut the cost of the program in half by just repeating it, doing it again right now. And then, hey, Colin and everybody, big on the list to do this is to proclaim your new abilities to yourself in a mirror, on a video camera like this where you can see yourself, on a public post. Jeez, man, do something like that on a Twitter or Facebook or a LinkedIn post. What abilities do you have right now? What do you want to proclaim for yourself? And Also, of course, do it with one or more trusted people if you can do that. And then, look, bottom line, if you had three pieces, 3 days of this to come back to, circle these and do them twice a week with a day off. Come back to the mission. That was on day three. We really wrote our mission. I create a world of. The feedback loop. You know, I love that. What worked? Why did it work? What could have worked better? Big picture. What could have worked better specifically? And why would it have been better? When we get in the habit of operating from a place of mission and giving ourselves a feedback loop to constantly refine, we win. And then the umbrella we walk under for all of this, the big why. The big why. Why am I doing this? So that. I'm doing this because. Good. Those are the big hooks to grab into. All right. So I'm going to have on the replay page, I will have a file, a PDF that you can download of this, you know, of this, where is this slide deck? Yeah, I'm going to have this thing available to you, all of it. All 21 of these, you'll be able just to kind of bring them up. And I did these for this way on a reason. I want you just to be able to come to it, nab it, look at it, take action. I'd like this whole thing to be from, wow, what did we talk about? Or what would help right now? You touch a single button on your phone that brings up that PDF, scroll through and go, I'm taking action right now. I almost want it to be like a Pavlovian thing. You know, I have this feeling, the bell rings, I boom, I boom, I boom, and I'm into that. So that's where I'd love to see. So grab that PDF that'll be on there. Next, get support. You know what I'm saying? Get support. Don't go this alone. As I talked about on one of the days, you're not going to be able to think your way out of old habits. You've taken massive action for 21 days. You've shown up. You've faced it. You've been a warrior, right? I found this great book the other day, Warrior Women, and I sent it to a couple people in this group because it popped out of me. I was in an assisted living home, you know, and all these books on Golden Pond, and you know, hundreds of books, and here's this one in the middle, Warrior Woman. I was like, what the hell? So, you know, this stuff is working, percolating in the background. And within that, find someone who you can get support from. A coach, an accountability team, someone from this group, whatever it is. Don't think you're going to think your way out of this. And in accountability, be real with someone who is also being real. That's what accountability means. I know when we did a little bit of that in Showbiz Blueprint, we talked about an accountability process, but just being able to check in with someone every couple of days, once a week, every 2 weeks, whatever it is. I mean, my gosh, I have accountability groups that go back almost 10 years now, and they're like clockwork. We don't miss them. We can't even imagine missing them. Again, tomorrow, bonus video. Don't show up live. I'm going to sleep a little bit late, probably till 7:30. I'm going to spoil myself till 7 or 7:30. But you're going to have a bonus video on the replay page. It's going to be some of my favorite moments from this, some highlights, some takeaways, some of the extra questions answered. We'll just have a bit of a fun blow-off party on day 22, we'll call it. And I have a request of you that I'll put in that video, which ties into that big opportunity that I came up with, that came across my door because I did this. So, that's it, man. Any other questions, I'll put them on the comments here. I will jump in. Oh, can we get support from our fellow group members? How do we contact them? Yeah, use the, let me think of the best way to do that. Yeah, for privacy, I don't want to just send out a roster. But what I do want to invite you to do is on this one, on the replay day for day 21, just put in there your email if you'd like to be contacted and let someone contact you. That seems like the most confidential way to do it. Because there are a lot of people who are doing this who are in other parts of the world, have a day job, show up, you know, are doing it as kind of as a lurk and a little more privately sending me messages on it, and that's fine, whatever it is. Yes, Danny, I saw that as I was starting up today, about 3 minutes till time. I saw that great video. Thanks for shooting that over. Yeah, I'll cover that for sure in tomorrow's video, in the bonus video. Yeah, that's it, you guys. Can we end this last day on 21? How exciting would that be? End it on 21. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to show up big, holding me accountable to be here every day, except for a night in a day in Reno where I had it ready for you. And It's been an honor. It's been an honor to stand in this place with you. Thanks for trusting me. I look forward to seeing you on the replay video tomorrow, being in your lives going forward in Showbiz Blueprint. And thank you. Thank you 100 times for being who you are and bringing what you brought. Talk to you soon.